Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, my guest is Doran Aldana, and we're going to talk about the conversion miracle, how to turn those leads into sales and clients. This is going to be a great show. And I'm going to introduce Doran in just a moment. But first, I want to give a shout out to all of you. A thank you for taking time out of your busy day to spend time here with us on the show. I am so honored that you do that each and every week. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, it's going to be another great show. You know, I say this all the time, but I truly do believe this, that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place. You're a conscious entrepreneur. You want to make a difference in the world. And perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So welcome. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I want to make sure that these shows are always value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And I always encourage you to join me on Facebook at Entrepreneur Mastery. It's a place where we can share with each other and give each other feedback, and I'm very active in that group. So please join our group and join the conversation, and the link is on the show page below. Now, I'm really excited to share with you that this week I've decided to start sharing the link to all of the guest gifts that I've had over the past couple years. There's like over 60 of them on the guest gift page. I'm so excited to be able to share that with you. And whether you're looking for better health, happiness, and abundance, or whether your focus is more on business, it doesn't matter. There's gifts in there for everyone, and they're all free. So the link is on the show page below. You can just sign up to access that page. And once you do, by the way, just so you know, I send that link out every Tuesday. So you always have it. You don't have to remember a password and, you know, all that sort of stuff. I will just send it to you every Tuesday when I send out the shows. And remember that this show can be found on many internet, you know, networks, stations, directories, whatever you want to call it, like iHeartRadio and iTunes and TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spreaker, Google Play, and there's a few more. So anyway, check out BonnieGressel.com, and I have all of those links for you on the show page. And if you just go to BonnieGressel.com and you click on the Holistic Entrepreneur Podcast, then you'll find an icon to each of those directories, and you can just click on it to go there easily, and you don't have to find it. And, you know, maybe perhaps you have a message to share. You know, if you do, reach out to me. I am always looking for guests on the show, and I'd love to interact with you. So please contact me at BonnieGressel.com, or, you know, connect with me on Facebook or whatever. But I want to help you share your message. Now, without further ado, allow me to introduce our guest for today. I'm so excited to have Doran with us. Doran Aldana is the founder and CEO of The Testimonial Engine, the number one software for helping local businesses collect and share client reviews on autopilot. As a result of his clients' extraordinary success, he's won the prestigious Best Industry Service Provider Award 3 years in a row in 2012, 13, and 14. Since 2005, he's been dedicated to helping business owners attract more clients with less effort, regardless of marketing conditions. His life mission is to inspire and equip people to create an extraordinary life full of passion, purpose, and prosperity. Join me in welcoming Doran Aldana. Well, welcome, Doran. I know you are a really busy person, so I so appreciate your time. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Bonnie. It's a pleasure.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? So would you share with us a little bit about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today?
Sure. Well, I started out relatively early in the entrepreneur game. I started selling soaps, potions, and lotions to people who didn't want it and couldn't afford it when I was in my teens with Amway. And I haven't looked back since. While I wasn't particularly successful with Amway, I learned a lot about selling, a lot about mental fortitude and overcoming rejection and persistence and the power of personal development in that game, which was amazing as a foundation into entrepreneurship. And then I got into selling, going from selling soap to selling paint. So I started to sell paint with college pro painters. I had a franchisee, Turf, and I was in a place where I actually had my own mentor teaching me, otherwise known as a general manager, teaching me how to sell, how to hire, how to fire, how to market. Some exquisite training for 2 years. Did relatively well with that, but realized, you know, the painting business isn't really what it's all cracked up to be. So then I got selling education savings plans and did that for a little while. And while I was bombing around town selling education savings plans, I was listening to Anthony Robbins and I was getting all fired up and cranked up and juiced and learning a ton about mindset and shifting my states. And I was like, man, I love this. It's making such a transformative impact in my life. I was making more sales than ever before as a result of just shifting my mindset and immersing my mental factory in positivity every day. I was listening to these audios. And then I thought, man, this is so awesome. And I can't help but want to share it with those in my life, even those who don't want to be coached, such as family and friends, that I started my own company back in 2003, coaching people. It was Power of Choice Coaching. And since that time, I've niched myself into selling marketing services to mortgage professionals, because I had a mortgage professional who did really well with me. That was way back in 2005. And since then, I've been developing all kinds of tools and systems and even software to help mortgage professionals. And then just about 2 years ago, as I was helping mortgage professionals grow their business, I realized this review thing is becoming more and more important. Getting reviews on Yelp and Google and Facebook and all these review sites. And I looked around and I realized this is very cumbersome. It's difficult. It's hard. Most people just throw it away and say, forget it. It's too hard. But I was like, you know what? I got to find a solution to this. So I launched a company called Testimonial Engine in September of 2014. And since that time, we've been just literally exploding with new members signing up, getting access to the system that literally automates the entire process of collecting and sharing reviews on autopilot. And I really realized that without trust, which is the prerequisite to every sale, there is no sale. And so that's been really the spark of my journey into trust-based marketing and helping locally based businesses as well as internet marketers convert more leads into sales by injecting more trust into their client communication, their prospecting, and their follow-up systems. So that's just a quick little snapshot as to what we've been up to over the last decade or so.
Yeah, you've been up to a lot of things. And I love the whole, you know, we always hear, you know, your customers have to know, like, and trust you before they'll buy anything from you. And so expanding on that whole trust piece, and you're right. I mean, I'm horrible at asking people for testimonials. You know, it's just hard, I think, for sometimes for people to do. So tell us a little bit more about how you go about that and maybe how your software works and how it helps people to sort of take that that difficult piece out of it and make it easier.
Sure. Well, a lot of people, especially entrepreneurs, business owners who are kind of in the game of doing whatever they do, whether they sell cupcakes or whether they're a restaurateur or whether they're a real estate professional, a mortgage professional, or someone who sells services online, they tend to be really good at what they do, but they're not necessarily a really good marketer at what they do. You know what I mean? And there's a big difference between being really good at making soup versus being really good at marketing soup. And so one of the things that really is a game changer in that process is learning the marketing game. And one of the things I teach my clients is you're not in the blank business, whatever business you think you're in. You're in the marketing business. And until and unless you take that seriously, you only go so far in your business. You want to literally catapult your life, your income, your business to a whole other level. Learn and master the game of marketing. And once you start to study this thing called marketing, you start to realize it's a relationship game, and people want to not just know you, but like you and trust you before they do business with you. And perhaps the most powerful way to inject that trust is testimonials. Check this out, just a few stats real quick. 61% of customers read online reviews before making a purchase decision. Mm-hmm. 88% have read reviews to determine the quality of a business. 73% of consumers say positive customer reviews make them trust a business more. Get this, this is the kicker. 79% of consumers trust online reviews as much as a personal recommendation from a friend or family member. Wow. Isn't that insane? Yeah. Almost 8 out of 10 people trust online reviews, people they don't know from a hole in the wall, as much as a personal recommendation from a friend or family member. And here's one more. Consumer reviews are trusted 12 times more than descriptions published by the marketer. What is all that telling us? If we're not using reviews, testimonials, or anything of that ilk, we are shooting ourselves in the foot as it relates to conversion. Conversion from suspect to prospect, conversion from prospect to client, conversion from client to evangelist. It's all based on trust. And the more trust you can inject into that experience, that client continuum, the more you can give yourself an instant pay raise, because instead of now converting 3% or 5%, you're able to convert double, triple, quadruple just by injecting more trust. That's an instant pay raise, right? So when it comes to getting more reviews, it really comes down to a very simple principle. You can either fly by the seat of your pants, hope and wish and pray in that you get them, or you can inject and install and engineer a system that works while you're not working to capture them. And that's really the big idea behind the testimonial engine, is having a system by which not just to capture these rave reviews, but also get them published on review sites that matter to you, whether it be Google or Facebook or Yelp or Yellow Pages or whatever, or maybe it's just your website. And also having them leveraged on your social media channels. So if you have a following on Twitter or Google Plus or Facebook, imagine having your followers seeing all these happy praises from your raving fans, your clients, coming through in the newsfeed on a consistent basis. So instead of you saying how great you are, you have these people, your happy clients, singing your praises, saying how great you are. And remember, your prospective clients trust what your clients say about you 12 times more than anything you'd say about you. So it behooves us as entrepreneurs, as business people, to leverage these reviews. And there are so many ways to do it. I've just given you a small fraction of options. And there are so many more if we want to go deeper.
Oh, I love that. Because, you know, I hear so many people say, I don't really want to talk about myself. I don't, you know, I'm just uncomfortable talking about myself. I don't want to sound salesy. Well, when you're using testimonials, you're not doing the talking. Somebody else is doing the talking. So you don't even have to do that. You don't have to feel salesy. And like you said, it's so much better than you saying it yourself.
Bingo.
That's amazing. So let's go a little bit deeper, if we could, on this, because, you know, the whole salesy thing, I think it seems to me like as we're talking about this, that it sort of takes the quote salesy stuff out of it if you're using testimonials rather than you know, on a soapbox saying something.
Absolutely.
So what's a good way, what's a good thing for someone who, you know, isn't doing anything with testimonials now? Do you have an idea of how they can start? One little thing that they can do, that they can change, that they can maybe implement that would, you know, move them forward a little bit?
Well, yeah, absolutely. The first thing is we need to understand that it's going to require a system as opposed to remembering to do it or having to rely on whim or motivation. So that's the first thing I mentioned before. System stands for save yourself time, energy, money, and stress. Mm-hmm. So you can have a you-based business or you can have a systems-based business. I'm a big proponent of a systems-based business because then you're building a business that sets you free as opposed to having a glorified job trading time for money. So that would be the first thing. And then, of course, once you are on the trajectory of installing or implementing a system, now the next question is, well, how the heck do we do that? And what's the best time to ask for reviews? And intuitively, we know the best time to ask for reviews is after you have given them the benefit that you promised. I call that the MMS. The moment of maximum satisfaction. And everybody's business is going to be different in terms of when that trajectory is or when that threshold is. It tends to be after you've knocked their socks off, you've wowed them, you've fulfilled your promise, and now you want to send them a review request. So it's as simple as just having a autoresponder or a campaign in your CRM that gets triggered after you've fulfilled whatever you promised. Within a certain time frame, ideally, the sooner the better. So for example, in the mortgage game, it's after closing. In the real estate game, it's after closing. If it's after someone came to buy your cupcakes, it's literally right after they made a visit to your cupcake shop. You want to ask them for that review. So that's where you would either determine whether it's best to hand out a card that asks them for a review. That would maybe give some kind of an incentive, a chance to win, or some kind of a shameless bribe for giving a 5-star review. Or maybe you're sending out an email or sending out a text message asking for a review. And when they click the link to submit a review, that's where you send them to a text based page. I call it a review capture page, where they're going to type in the testimonial. They're going to submit the number of stars based on their level of satisfaction, 5 being the highest, 1 being the lowest, and then they're going to give you consent to use that review. So when they press the submit button, now you have 2 options. If it was a bad review, 3 stars or below, you want to send them to a negative review thank you page. I call that the damage control thank you page. That's where we're going to quarantine that negative sentiment. We're going to empathize with them so that they feel like we care, and we're going to ask for feedback as to what went wrong. But when they press submit on that review, it's 100% private, confidential. We quarantine it. It acts like a firewall to prevent any of that negativity from spewing on the web and tarnishing your reputation online. So that's the negative scenario. But if it's positive, let's say they love you and they love their experience with you, they're going to give a 4-star or above, ideally a 5-star. When they do that, we want to now capture that, and we want to have it shared on the review sites you care about. So for example, if you're a real estate agent, the key places they want those reviews are Zillow, Yelp, and Google, and maybe Facebook. Okay. If you're an internet marketer, it might just be you want it on your website. So the cool thing is the testimonial engine automatically auto-feeds those positive reviews onto your website. So that's a system that works while you're not working to auto-feed all positive reviews right on your website. You don't have to do jack. It's easy breezy lemon squeezy. Once they submit that review, it is now on your website and also shared on your social media channels. But ideally, when it's a positive review, we would get them to take an additional step, thank them for the positive review, and on that positive review thank you page, also ask them to copy and paste that review on these other review sites, such as the review section on Google or the review section on Facebook, etc. So the key is to, number one, make it easy for the client to submit a review. Number two, ask at the right time, the moment of maximum satisfaction, the MMS, and then leverage that review on other review sites if applicable, and then have them also share it on your social media channels and on your website. Does that make sense, Bonnie?
Oh, absolutely. I love your MMS acronym, and it, you know, because really it's the time, it's all about the timing. And I couldn't agree with you more on making it easy for the customer, because, you know, nobody wants to spend time, and sometimes they think, oh, I don't know what to write, or I have to do it so long. But if you make it, you know, easy for them, and it sounds like with your system, you make it way easy for the owner of the business, the entrepreneur as well, right? Because it's all automated.
And that's the key. If we want to be consistent with anything in a business, we have to have it institutionalized so we don't have to rely on our memory, motivation, or whim. Mm-hmm. And that's the key distinction between building a systems-based business versus a you-based business. The systems-based business sets you free. The you-based business locks you in to be a slave, trading time for money and having a glorified job. I much prefer to have a business that sets me free.
Right. It's kind of like working on your business or in your business.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing is when you have a system that works when you're not working, then you have the freedom to do either.
Yeah.
Whereas when you have another task on your task list and you're sick, it doesn't get done.
Right.
Or you're just not in the mood, or you have a family emergency, or you want to go on vacation. Well, any of those things inhibit us from being consistent. And it's the consistency that builds a compounding effect of massive results over time. Not doing it when you feel like it, not doing it when you're in the mood or when it's convenient.
And that's where the automation really comes in.
Absolutely.
You know, when if I was going to send somebody to you, somebody or a business or whatever, what kind of person or business would that be? I mean, tell me a little bit about the type of people that you help.
Sure. Well, there are lots, as you can probably tell.
Yeah.
I've given a few scenarios. It's really the one who can benefit from, number one, having a system that works while they're not working to capture reviews and leverage reviews on their website and social media channels and review sites. We particularly are compelling and valuable to locally based businesses because nowadays with Google and the search engines, everything's going very local. And so if you have a local chiropractic, for example, you have a clinic and you want to get more clients. If someone's doing a search in your city or your town for chiropractic and your town name, if you're not showing up on that Google map with more reviews than any of your competitors, chances are you're missing out on tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of dollars every year, perhaps every month in potential business. So getting on that map and getting more reviews than any of your competitors can make a massive difference in your revenue and your longevity in your business. And the beautiful thing about it is these clients come pre-cooked, pre-tenderized, pre-sold, and predisposed to buy because they're seeing all these positive reviews before they call you. So those tend to be our best clients because we can help them get on that map, otherwise known as the three-pack, and get positioned as the only logical choice. But frankly, any business that values reviews and the power of reviews to build trust and convert more leads into clients and sales is certainly a good client for us.
Mm. And that's pretty much everybody who's an entrepreneur, who's in business and trying to get clients in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's the miracle, right? Conversion miracle. And I think the beauty of it, as I'm listening to you today, Doran, is that I don't have to do it. You know, it's automated and it's not my voice. It's not my words. It's my customers who I've already done all the work to make them happy, you know, exceeded their expectations, whatever, but then they're advertising for me.
Absolutely. And the other really cool thing about it is that when you've captured this review, now you have had a very defining moment in your database segregation, because now you've distinguished someone who is a rabid raving fan versus a lukewarmer who's apathetic about what you offer.
Wow.
And so what the system also allows you to do is segregate these rabid raving fans from your lukewarmers. And think about it, who better to ask for referrals than someone who's raised their hand and given you a rave review?
Oh, that's so true.
There's no one better in your database who will give you more referrals and do more repeat patronage than someone who's given you a positive review. So it's not just about capturing the review. It's about tying these reviews into a dedicated, designated referral attraction campaign by segregating out these rabid raving fans and asking for referrals, and even launching a dedicated follow-up campaign to capture more repeat patronage as well. You might have higher levels of service. You might have deeper VIP premium level packages. And that's who better to sell those things to than those who have been delighted with your lower level packages. And so you can actually have a dedicated outbound campaign with, you know, salespeople, internal sales, contacting your clients who've given you positive reviews and inviting them into an educational experience to learn more about how they can pour gasoline on the fire with the results they're already getting with your higher level services, as well as asking for referrals. You can do all of that by now having a system that allows you with crystal clarity to see who's hot for what you've got and who isn't. And this kind of a system makes it easy to do that.
Oh, that's fabulous. Because really, it does everything. It grows your business and it allows you to pick that low-hanging fruit again and again. And it gets your referrals, and all from simply initiating and asking for that testimonial. But then not just that, doing something with it, which is really what it sounds like your system does.
Yeah. And you know, there's a very simple yet profound tool that we've developed for our clients to utilize to capture these referrals. It's called the magic wand letter. And I know it sounds cheesy, and frankly it is, but it works and it'll put more cheese in your wallet. So who cares? Would you rather be cool and broke or cheesy and rich?
Yeah.
I'm happy with cheesy and rich. So what we do is we provide this letter called the magic wand letter, and you would send it to all of your raving fans, and it would go out in the mail with a toy magic wand enclosed. And so it's lumpy, so their curiosity gets the best of them. Open it, you know, because what's in there? There's something in there. So they break it open, they open up the letter, out pops the toy magic wand, and the headline says, I wish, poof, I could have more clients like you.
Oh, I like
that. The whole premise of the letter is that they're awesome and you wish you could have other awesome clients just like them. And perhaps they could make your wish come true by sending you more referrals. And then you follow up by phone and by email and ask for the referral. I'm telling you, this thing works like gangbusters. I have a client who sent out 50 of these letters, 50, cost them $200. He made 18 G's in revenue.
Oh my goodness.
50 letters. How's that for an ROI?
Wow. You know, we've talked about so many great things and how one simple, seemingly simple thing as a testimonial can build into so many other things and build your business in tremendous ways. Is there something, I mean, we might have already talked about it, but if people, I mean, people's lives are busy, right? So if they could only fit one more thing in their brain today, what would you think is the most important thing? It might be something we already talked about, that you'd like people to sort of take away from our interview today to maybe implement or at least think about to really expand their business through testimonials.
Well, I'd say the biggest thing is trust is a prerequisite to every sale. So how are you injecting trust into every touch in your marketing funnel? When people come to you, whether it be through search or through outbound marketing or whatever, what are you doing to have them trust you? And what are you using specifically with testimonials from your happy clients to create that trust, to foster that trust? And the more you can do that and engineer your marketing funnel at every single touch to foster trust through testimonials, the more you'll convert suspects into prospects, prospects into clients, and clients into evangelists. This is how you build the business, build your business at the speed of trust. You do it not by happenstance, not by wishing, hoping, and praying about it, but by engineering your entire marketing funnel to have trust building testimonials as a golden thread every step of the way. More trust, more sales.
Oh, I love that. Such a great golden nugget to leave people with today. Well, Doran, I know that people are going to want more of you and more about Testimonial Engine and all the stuff that you do. So would you share with us what's the best way to get in touch with you? I know you have a free gift for our guests today. You can talk about that and a little bit more about your products, because I know that people are going to want more of you.
Absolutely. Well, I put together a really cool tool for your audience that is a $97 value. It's called the Ultimate Testimonial Toolkit. It is literally jam-packed with killer effective templates, tools, checklists, and training to help you build your business at the speed of trust, your ultimate guide to trust-based marketing program. And you know that letter I shared earlier, the magic wand letter?
Yes.
You get access to that and a whole lot more. You get access to it in a Word document so you can customize it to your satisfaction. You can put your own logo or whatever you want on it. You can put all your contact information in there, as well as the words that work for capturing rave reviews that you can inject into your CRM or your autoresponder. So even if you don't use the testimonial engine, you'll have the exact words that are battle tested and proven for getting more people to send you 5-star reviews than ever before. And it's all plug and play, turnkey, so that you can start to not only ask for more reviews, but get more rave reviews. And you can get that for free by going to mytestimonialengine.com/mastery. That's mytestimonialengine.com/mastery. And of course, if people want to learn more about the testimonial engine, they can just go to our homepage there at mytestimonialengine.com to learn more.
Oh, that's fabulous. And thank you so much for that very generous gift. Oh my goodness. I know I'm going to invest in that because it sounds fabulous. And I think most people, especially maybe newer entrepreneurs or people who have been in business for a few years, but it's just not going like they would like it to, probably, I'm guessing, not so good at asking for testimonials.
Or they might be good at it, but if you're good at asking for testimonials, but you're not good at fulfilling your promises,
that's true.
You know, if you suck, there's not much I can do to help you. Yeah. So obviously, you have to be superb at what you do, first class at what you do. And if you're exceptional at what you do, then you have all kinds of positive praise potential pent up in your database, just waiting to be tapped. And something like the testimonial engine is perhaps one of the most, if not the most powerful way to tap that praise potential. And we've had people literally get hundreds of rave reviews in a matter of days. For example, we had a client, he uploaded his past client database of 1,600 past clients. He got 299 5-star reviews within 7 days.
Wow.
No need for Prozac that week, right? That's a good week. It's impossible to feel bad when you get that kind of praise coming into your inbox from your happy clients. It uplifts you. It makes you feel fantastic. It affirms and confirms you're doing great work. And then you're able to share that with the world using a system like the testimonial engine that gets it out to all these review sites, your social media channels, your website. And that's the key. Don't just get reviews, leverage them, maximize them, milk as much profit producing nectar out of them as possible. And I've just given you a few ideas how you can do that today.
Oh, you've given us a lot of ideas. And I thank you so much for sharing all those insights with us. And it's invaluable information. So thank you so much for your time today, Doran. I so appreciate you being here and part of Entrepreneur Mastery.
Thank you so much for having me, Bonnie. It's been fun.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.